Know to self. First comes the humiliation, the vision and the belief you can do it. Then you go and you think it's easy to do, and everybody starts laughing at you, and you get humiliated, and you think, what was I thinking? But that's all just part of the journey. You have to keep going, because what's coming next is the hard work. That's all. Okay, did you guys like that note to self part? Something came to mind. It's one of those, everybody has those epiphanies. Everybody has those aha moments. Everybody has those moments. I just know. Oprah says it, Pete Holmes says it. And I know that's why we have podcasts, because everybody at some point realizes something and it makes perfect sense, and they want to capture it on paper or in audio form. And what I just said there in that note to self was one of those moments. I realized that anybody who's on a journey starts off with like in a sort of naive place, sort of hopeful, happy, but naive place. And then they have to get humiliated. They have to fail, because that's part of the journey, I'm realizing. That doesn't mean you quit. You go out there, you believe you can become an astronaut, and then you sort of get laughed at, and then you have to make the decision whether or not to stick to it or to give up. Okay, that was one realization I had the other day, and I just made note of it. All right, with that said, welcome to another incredible, amazing episode of What Would Will Smith Do? I am your host, Samim, and this is a very special episode, as always, recorded here in Bahrain. Manama? I don't know. I think that's the name of the city. I should know the name of the city. I feel like Bahrain is a city and a country and a kingdom and a village all in one, and an island, honestly. But this podcast is sort of the only thing that gets me out of a jam, out of a dark place where I'm at right now. And it's a weird place. It's a weird, weird, scary place. And but like I said, this podcast usually gets me out of it. And that's the purpose of it, right? It's to get you and I to a higher place. Hopefully it does the same for you if you are in a jam, in a dark place. Why am I in a dark place, you might be wondering? Well, I'm dealing with other people's demons. I'm in Bahrain, so one of the fears that I have, one of the demons I have, is people in the certain parts of the world, like the Middle East, they can be very, they can have an ego, they can, it's very easy for me to get my feelings hurt in place, in countries like this. That's why I didn't want to come here. Honestly, I didn't want to come here because I was scared that with the highly sensitive nature of my being, no, I'm kidding, that's not how I would phrase it. Me being highly sensitive, that's better. I, that is highly sensitive, does not do well in harsh places. Like, I don't think I would do well in Russia. But maybe that's why I had to get here. I do believe the universe takes you where you need to go. So I had to come to this place. So anyways, little things really upset me. Just dumb things, really dumb things. Today I couldn't return a freaking $60 power adapter at the store because here they have this weird thing where they just don't believe you. They have to you have to prove to them that it doesn't work. So it wasn't. So anyways, I was getting into it with the manager and the employee, and not like really yelling and fighting and arguing, but like just getting hurt and upset, like that they have this weird policy, and I know, I realize this is how it is in the Middle East, and I have to just accept it. That this is not the United States, this is not freaking Walmart. and this is not Target, this is the Middle East, and people here just think more negative of people, and business is not where it's not as evolved as it is in the States. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. I have to accept it. So that's a $60 loss, and I caught myself. You know, I got a little bit upset. I didn't get angry. I got hurt. I walked out. I said, forget it. I posted a negative review, which I never do, rarely do. Thank God I didn't post a negative review for the Clubhouse before that. I have only posted, I think, 3 negative reviews in my life, I think. I could be wrong. It ends up being like 36 or something like that. No, like I think it's 3. Maybe my optimistic mind told me 3. Today was one of them for that place. So anyhow, not trying to make myself look good. Like, oh, I've only done 3 negative reviews. What does it say how good I am? I hope that's not what I'm trying to say. Who knows? But no, it's not. I'm going to, again, this podcast is trying to get you and I to a higher place. So I'm going to do that. So that means I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm not going to assume negative. I'm not going to do that. No, I'm going to assume good. I am good. You are good. We are good. The end is good. God is good. The world is good. We have to stick to those. We have to stick to those. It is of utmost importance that we don't lose that. We have to always remind ourselves. It's important because you believe you're good, you become good. If nothing else. If there was even truth to us being not good, the belief that we're good will change it to good. But that's not even the case. I think we're good, we just got to believe it. And the only time we're not good is when we don't believe it. If that makes sense. When we doubt ourselves, when we don't forgive ourselves, more importantly. Anyhow, so that bothered me. But then also, like, little things, little other things, like in a group chat with the team of the school that I'm teaching in. I don't know what. And this is the part where, like, I'm assuming this is actually super dumb now that I think about it. But there were 2 people that kept referring me as Evan instead of Avon. And I, like, at one point just said Avon smiley face emoji. And the next person did the same thing again. And I'm like, are they doing this on purpose? It's obviously there was like the campus manager put my name in there correctly. Avon, welcome, blah, blah, Avon to the team. And then I don't know. It was just like a weird interaction after that. Like even some of the jiffies that were shared was just weird. I'm like, I don't know. That kind of made me, I guess it scared me. It triggered something because I think, isn't that funny how life works? You've been scarred once in your life, right? Meaning something happened to you. A group of people, kids, made fun of you and they wouldn't stop. This is so important. I think this is everything, really. Now, this one incident is sort of setting the tone for like hundreds and thousands of future incidents or situations. Well, like if anything gets close to that, to that original situation where that happened, you sort of the same emotions arise. So I think in the past, I've been hurt before by people, and it's just like, and I think those negative emotions come up. And, I just realized my therapist hasn't texted me back. I hope she knows I texted her. What time is it over there right now? I think it's a decent time. Albuquerque time. Okay, so it is 2:00 in the afternoon. I'm just gonna send her a quick question mark. So I send her a message telling her like, hey, because she asked me what time can you usually talk. I told her the time and she didn't respond back. So I'm just gonna put I'm just going to say, hi, hope all is well. Instead of the question mark, I'm just going to say, hope you got my message that I sent before this one. I think that's good. Anyhow, so right now I'm debating. There's a qualifications coming up. It's 11 p.m. Tomorrow's the first day of teaching. I'm like, fuck. I can't even describe how I feel. In a way, motivated, and excited, and I think, and really nervous, and just I don't know how to explain it. Just like, I just can't fuck this up. That's all I'm trying to say. I just cannot fuck this up. The last job, like I said, I got laid off, and it's just left this deep scar, and I gotta make sure I gotta heal it, and that's why I can't fuck this up. But here's the thing, and this sounds gonna sound dumb, but because of the way I say it and the order I say it, but at the same time, there's Formula One qualification coming up at midnight. I'm thinking about staying up and watching it, which is, some people might say, oh, that's not a good idea. You should get some rest. It's your first day. You should get ready. But not only that, I'm thinking about like going to a bar and catching it there and having a few drinks. Do you think that's a bad idea? Should I not do that? Am I fucking up? Like, would that be the worst thing ever? Okay, what does my philosophy up to this point that I've been preaching been... would say to that, right? Let me see. I'm looking at the titles of the episodes I've posted. I can see all the stoic rules. I know one is do your best. So I wonder if this applies to that. Is this my best? My best would be to go to bed early. But at the same time, okay, in my defense, one thing I would like to say is if I go to bed early, I'll wake up at a super weird time, like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. I know that for a fact. I know that so certainly because my sleep cycle's all off. I've been waking up like early in the morning. But not only that, every time there's an event like this, like the next day, I just wake up in the middle of the night like 10 times. So that's my defense for that. Should I be drinking though? Probably not. Can I drink, enjoy myself, and still have a great day tomorrow? Absolutely fucking yes. Because I'm beast like that. I like to think that. The way I just phrased it, that's how the way I like to look at myself. No cap, as the kids would say. Focus on what you can control. Is this essential? Looking at what I've been preaching. I know one of the things I preach is, like I said, do your best. If anyone want me to do your best. Live as you've died and come back. To be honest, that would be actually in favor of going to the bar and watching it there. Be strict with yourself and tolerant towards others. That also sort of touches it, right? Being strict to myself as in like have discipline. Put every impression and emotion to the test before acting on it. There could be another one. I don't know. And then also, what do we know, right? What do we know? People have done crazy shit. And people have pulled off some crazy stuff. I don't know. Like, meaning, I've heard stories of people who already got like 3 hours of sleep and have done amazing things the next day. So we have to remember that too, with all the pressure and guilt to go to bed early, do things correctly, you know. We have to also remember that we're capable of incredible things, and like the world doesn't end if you you know, if you don't get enough sleep, if you're hungover or whatever, you can still pull off a great day. I'm not saying I'm gonna be hungover. Anyway, I don't know, just in a weird place, really in a funk. You guys want to hear some of the funny Google questions people ask? Because when you do a search on Google, it has a little section that says people also ask. It's usually towards the top. So I typed in Albuquerque time into Google, and here's what people also ask. Ready? Why is Albuquerque so famous? Duh. Because of Bugs Bunny when he made the wrong turn in Albuquerque, right? Remember that commercial? I think it's a commercial. Is Albuquerque worth living in? No. Unless it's Corrales, then yes. Does New Mexico have two time zones? No. Should have only one mountain. Is Albuquerque in central or mountain time? That's a very good question. That's always confusing, mountain time. But let me see. I wonder if I just type in Albuquerque, what kind of questions people ask. Google changed the way the results are being returned. Oh, wow. Lots of social media stuff. Okay, nothing returns. Anyway. So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll just, we'll have to talk about the 50 rules of stoicism. I can't end this podcast without that. I don't know why I'm in such a funk. I think it's for reasons that are not grounded in truth. Honestly, I think things today happened that triggered me to be in this mood, but that are not based on anything credible. All right, rule number 21. Let me just get through the rules in case I need to sign off. Focus on process, not outcomes. I feel like somehow related to what I'm dealing with. Focus on process, not outcomes. Yeah. What do you want me to say about that? First of all, I'm no expert in these. That's for sure. This is for anybody who is a noob, you know, how they should approach this. Focus on the process, not the outcome. First of all, remember in the last episode I did this sort of rating thing. How well do I understand it and how well do I execute it? How well do I understand it from 0 to 10? I think I understand this one pretty well, I have to be honest with myself. So let's 8. How well do I execute it? This is another low scoring one. I have to be honest with myself. There's a lot of them I would give myself a high score. This one is a low scoring one because I know myself and I know that I just can't let go of the outcome. It's like really bad. Maybe not even, wow. I think last time I gave myself a 3 for the last rule. I think this one would be like a 2. It's that bad. Maybe even 1, honestly. It's really bad. I need to focus on the process, but I just can't. I know my ex, for example, she was so good at like focusing on the process. It was like mind-boggling. I was like blown away. Every time she would work on something, she would be into it. She that was incredible though. It was just so fascinating what she was able to do. So yeah, mad props to her. Seriously. Yeah. Shoot, this episode is not bringing me back. Maybe I should just go to sleep. But I know if I go to sleep now, it's 11:10. I'll wake up in the middle of the night. What's the compromise? I stay home and watch the race or quali at home. That's the compromise. I don't know. Maybe I'm just in a funk because I'm just nervous and scared for tomorrow. It's just too much on the line in a way, if you will. So I know myself, there's too many failures in my life and this cannot be one of them. So yeah. Okay, let me title this episode real quick. What was the rule again? Oh, sorry. Learn something. No, focus on process, not outcomes. Process. I'm just gonna call it process, not outcome. Yeah, I could work on that for sure. Like learning to be in the moment and not worrying about the outcome, not thinking about the outcome, and just letting everything go is such a gift, honestly. So, yeah. Okay. Well, anyways. My kids are so awesome though. Today I was thinking, I was in this funk earlier too, and you know, and my daughter was texting me, and it was just so it just put me, like, it just reminded me that there's these funny good people out there, like my kids, that, like, just, I don't know, it's like, it's very rare, but they just make the world better. And I guess I just have to keep that in mind. And I know that I was listening to Stephen Pressfield again, or still, and he said some things that also sort of helped. But you know what? Today is a tough day. I'm just gonna log out. I'm gonna keep fighting. We're warriors, right? Remember that. What are we? We're warriors. We don't give up. We keep going. We don't always have the best results or the best best days or even, but we don't give up, that's for sure. And we always fight, okay? So, like, remember that. That's, we're in this together. We're warriors of the light. And we're not, and this is no implication whatsoever to towards being superior, better in any shape, way, or form, but it's just the fact that we are highly sensitive, and every person is deep down good, and you sort of have to be a warrior to defend that goodness, you know. So that's where we are. So I gotta do the same. So signing off now. Hope you guys are having a great day, and I'll talk to you guys later. Take care. Thank you.